today, turn with us over to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. Book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. So good to see this good crowd out on Sunday morning. Thank you for bringing your family to church. Let's stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God found in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. I want you to notice a very important verse found in verse number 6 of Hebrews 11. He's speaking this great Hall of Faith chapter. Many of the patriarchs are listed in this chapter of its text. And it goes down to Abraham that I want to deal with this morning. But I want you to look at this verse. I always remember this in verse 6 of Hebrews 11. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I want to say it does pay to serve God this morning. God may not pay off on Friday, but you be assured of this, He'll always pay off. He'll give you things money can't buy. Verse number 8 now, just three verses. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed. And watch this. And he went out not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, his children and grandchildren, the heirs with him of the same promise. Aren't you glad this promise is not only to you, but it's also a promise to your family by faith in Christ? And then he says this, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Thank you for standing today, honoring the reading of the Word of God. Father, we love you. So we want to take this time out to thank you. I want to thank you that my heart's been encouraged today for already being in your house. Thank you for the kindness of your people. Lord, as Brother Dwayne has mentioned in prayer room today, I want to thank you for our teens, our young people. God, how we need to encourage those to continue in the faith. Lord, we pray now, if it be one here that knows not you by your Son, I pray today would be the day you'd deal with our heart. They could come to you in repentance and faith. Lord, I pray that you'd save them before it's ever too late. Help us to be true to your Word today. And I'll be careful to honor you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to preach on this Bible character today on simply by faith, Abraham. By faith, Abraham. There's a few things I'd point out today in this text. Notice in verse number 8, we see Abraham leaving. Abraham leaving. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out in a place which he should after receive. Isn't that amazing? We see Abraham leaving. He responded to a call. You know, I'm thankful one day that the Lord called me out of this old world. He dealt with my heart. And I responded to Him by faith, and there was a call to salvation. You'll not get saved just when you want to, but you can only get saved when God is calling you and dealing with you. The Bible says no man comes to the Father except He draw him. So there must be a time that God has dealt with us individually. And Abraham has responded to this call. But secondly, not only is there a call to salvation, there is also, he called a service. Now, here God showed great favor to Abraham. In this Abraham leaving, you'll notice that He simply had an obligation. We all have an obligation to respond to the call of God. Have you ever responded to the call of God? Has the Lord ever dealt with your heart? And then you responded to Him by faith. And so here we see Abraham leaving. There was an obligation when he was called. But not only was there an obligation, but look in your text, that's simply obedience. The Bible said when he was called to go out into a place that he should have to receive for an inheritance, he obeyed and he went out not knowing whether he went. We see this obedience. You know, partial faith is not mentioned here, but total faith. And a lot of times we speak of delayed faith. Well, can I tell you, when we practice delayed faith, and it's simply disobedience. Until we totally surrender to God in obedience, then it's a disobedience. This morning, if there's anybody here on the sound of my voice, don't be disobedient to God. Mind Him and trust Him. Abraham, a great example of our faith. We see Abraham leaving. We see in this text there's an obligation. He had to respond. There was obedience. He obeyed. But then notice this observance. He went out not knowing where he was going. I've said this a lot of times in preaching, Brother Kevin, that he went out not knowing, but yet knowing. You know, when I've experienced two great calls in my life, when God called me to salvation and when God called me in the ministry. But I want to say, really, a third great call in my life was when God called me to leave my job and start in full-time ministry. It is as if I went out not knowing, but yet knowing. He had a trust. He had a faith in God that what God was telling him would be right. And young people, can I tell you that God will always be right in what He asked us to do. It's a matter of trusting. Now you think about this in Genesis chapter number 15. I want to show you something here where God called to Abraham where he was living. He was living in Haran. That's our land of Turkey today. And He called him to go into the Canaan land, there where the nation of Israel is. It's several miles that he had to journey. But I want you to listen to this simple verse where He called Abraham. The Bible said in Genesis chapter number 15 and verse number 1, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred and from the father's house, unto a land that I will show thee." Isn't that amazing? A lot of people says, well, preacher, was this blind faith? No, it's never blind faith. Always remember this. Faith is simply taking God at His word. And you can count on God's word. And when God tells you something, you can take it to the bank. He went out knowing but not knowing. He knew that he could trust God in what he needed. Do you realize today, if you'll mind God, you can trust Him in everything you'll ever need. You know, I was reading after one of the old writers last night, and many of us have trusted Him for salvation. Why don't we trust Him for everything else in our life? Why don't we trust Him in our jobs and our families? Why don't we trust Him for the food on our table? Why don't we trust Him in everything that we have? For without faith, it is impossible to please Him. I want to please Him this morning. More than anything, I want to please Him. And I want to save this congregation today. The older I've got, I want to be a good preacher to you. I want to preach the truth to you. And, you know, I don't want to cross anybody, but if this word crosses you, you take it up with God. I didn't write this Bible. I'm just reading out of it. But I want to please the Lord. There's many nights when I preach and I know I have to mind Him in preaching. I go back and I lay down in a motel room, and it sure is wonderful to lay down and know that I've pleased the Lord. It's wonderful to wake up in the morning and know that you've pleased the Lord. So here we see this text of Abraham. We see him leaving. There was an obligation he had to respond. You're not going to heaven until you respond to God's call and trust His Son. there was an obligation. There was obedience. And then there was a observant. He went out not knowing, but yet knowing. You know, you think about this in this text. I wrote this down from one of the writers last night. When he asked Abraham to leave, he didn't give him direction. Watch this. He didn't give him destination. And he did not give him distance. But he simply had dependence. That God, you know what you're doing. As I studied this text, I began to ponder through the years in my life when God had really asked me to live by faith and to serve Him by faith. And I'm thankful today that God has put in this text that without faith it's impossible to please Him. Some of you need to have faith in Him and trust Him with your family, with your careers. You need to trust Him with your money, with your food, with your possessions. Everything you have is in God's hands anyway. And we need to trust Him with that. So here we see Abraham leaving. But Brother Mike said something the other Sunday when the choir was singing. He said something to me when I set him by. And he said, you know, Abraham looked for a city. And I got to thinking, not only in this text, Brother Jamie, is Abraham leaving, but now in verse 9 we see Abraham living. We see him living. He's living in an environment that he's not accustomed to. I thought about this too. When God asked him to leave, I wonder what his family thought. Abraham, where are you going? I don't know, but God told me to get out of here. Boy, could you imagine at the text and the calls and what was going on Facebook in Abraham's day? Boy, he is left out, don't even know where he's going. But he had the most important thing, Brother Tim. He had a dependence in his heart that God put a word in him. And he was trusting God for the end of the pathway. So we see Abraham leaving. Now, notice in this text, we see Abraham living. He's doing something that caught my attention. He's living. The Bible says in verse number 9, By faith, he sojourned. I looked this word up because I wanted to be correct about it. It means simply a temporary residence. He lived the tent life. He was a shepherd. He was a man of great wealth and great honor. He was a man of great possessions and families, but yet he lived a tent life. He never did drive his tent stakes down too deep in this old world. And that's a lot of our problems. We've got our tent stakes driven down so deep in this old world. And all of this is going to burn up one day. And so we see him living. Preacher, what do you see about this living? Well, he's sojourning. He's a temporary residence. This is just our temporary home. I like for things to look nice. That's why I want us to have a work day Saturday. God's place ought to be the nicest place in town. It ought to be as nicer or nicer than anything that we live in. We don't let our yards go away. We keep things manicured looking nice. So should it be at the house of God. But we must realize this is just our temporary home. We're leaving this place. You say, well, preacher, I don't want to go to heaven. Well, you better be making preparations because you ain't staying here. Now we see him living. He is sojourning. And then secondly, you'll notice this. Not only is he sojourning, but he's a stranger. The Bible said that he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country. I wonder if Abraham lived today, what he'd think about where we live. Strange country. Got thinking about the people that he was living around. I wonder if he came here and stayed a few months, what he would say. I wonder if he looked on the news channels or the platforms that we have. I wonder what he would be saying. Strangers. We ought to be strangers to worldliness. Can I tell you, this Bible said, come out from among them and be ye separate. We're not better than nobody. But we're saved by grace. We ought to act different. We ought to dress different. We ought to talk different. We ought to deal different. We ought to be a different kind of people. And we should get away from this worldliness. And the second, wickedness. Oh, this world has been wicked a long time. This world's just not got wicked, but the Bible says it would wax worse and worse. Read your Bible. We're living in that time. It's waxing worse and worse. Child of God, things is melting down and we're going home soon. You see, we find him leaving, but we find him living. He's a sojourner. He's a stranger. You know, he looked around at strange things happening. We ought to look around at this worldliness and this wickedness. But then thirdly, we ought to look around at this wokeness. I like what a man preached the other day in Tennessee. I got this thought. I loved it. I thought of you, Brother Jerry and Brother Dean, when I heard it. You know, and we dabble when you pull out of the marina, they got big buoys every place. Y'all listen to me now. You know what it says? No wake zone. We ought to put one in our front yard. There's no wake zone. We ain't going with this world. Honey, this woke crowd, they say, hey, we're going to figure everything out for you. Can I tell you, it's a finished deal. Jesus went on Calvary's cross, died for your sin and my sin. There's one way to heaven this morning, and I'm glad I'm going in the old, old way. I remember I preached a message one morning on Not For Sale. Old Brother Jason went and got a Not For Sale sign put out on the front lawn. My phone got to blowing up. Preacher, y'all selling the church? I run down there and looked and it said, Not For Sale. Amen. We need to have us one of them buoys in the parking lot. No wake zone. Somebody say amen this morning. I'm not taking you shenanigans. I'm too old to turn back now. A boy's a boy and a girl's a girl, and that's the end of the situation. Somebody say amen this morning. Let's don't get liberal. Let's stand on the Word of God. Their worldliness, their wickedness. How wicked to kill 50, 60 million children a year but save the sea turtles. How crazy is this place? Find him leaving. Find him leaving. He had to live in a place of worldliness and wickedness. And so do we. But we don't have to be a part of it. Let your light shine. Love people. Lift Jesus high and holy. We're not better than nobody. Some of you think you're real good people. But without Christ, we'd die and go to hell in our sins. For the Bible says there's none good. No, not one. Abraham leaving. Abraham living. But then Abraham looking. It's in verse number 10, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. You know what he is doing when he is walking around in this world? He was looking up. You know, I want to say something today before I close this sermon. The devil is a bald-faced liar. He'll convince you that nobody cares about you. He'll convince you that you are no good for nobody. Let me tell you something. The devil is a liar. God loves every one of us this morning. And he walked around looking for a city that hath foundations. Did you know in your Bible the city where we're going that is saved, it has foundations. It has gates. It has a street of gold. You know, I like what the old writer said years ago that I picked up on it. He said Abraham was looking for something that didn't have USA stamped on it. Thank God for America. But there's a better place that we're going. This morning, Brother Tim, as Brother David got up to lead us a song and began to sing, can I tell you, a lot of y'all think, well, the preacher, he's just bulletproof and, you know, has no problem. Let me tell you, I come in real low this morning. Y'all got to singing and I looked up and my face become light. And Miss Kathy, you could. The Lord touched me sitting over there this morning and He helped me. You know, we see Abraham leaving. Look what this says right here. I love my Bible. Not only looking, but now we see Abraham landing. Look what happens. Verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but have seen them afar off and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. I saw last night before Miss Kathy plays, I want to say this. Abraham leaving, he went out not knowing, but he trusted God. Abraham living, he lived in a strange country, so do we. Abraham looking. But lastly, when Abraham landed, this is what the Bible says in Genesis 25. And I want to read this to you. The Bible said, and these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 103 years. He's 175 years old. And watch, Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man, full of years, and was gathered to his people. You know, Abraham had a life of full joy and satisfaction. Few people die like this. When most people die, they look back with regrets. They look ahead with fear. They look around many times in complaint. But not Abraham. You see, he lived in peace, so he got to die in peace. I don't want to have an enemy in no place. I want to be good to everybody. I want to live in peace because you know why? I want to die in peace. And until you learn to live in peace with your family and peace with yourself, you're never going to die in peace. Jesus is the peace giver. I've done a lot of things I'm ashamed of. But 1981, I was 20 years old. God forever changed my life. I've done a lot of things I'm ashamed of. I was looking for peace in all the wrong places. I met that woman that's sitting right over there behind Brother David, Panama City Beach, Florida. God run His hand in my life, Brother David. Had a plan for me, and he called me. And I responded to that call one day, right back behind this church through a pine thicket, about 6 or 7 miles, Sandy Flat Baptist Church. God saved me. He's the peace giver. He put something down inside of me that's never left. Peace of God that passes all understanding. I've walked through this world now for 62 years. I want to die in peace. I want to have peace with my family. Peace with my friends. Peace in my heart. Miss Kathy's going to play and sing this morning. I want to say,